I proud myself, you know. It's like like great number for me, you know. Like I'm from like small hometown from Russia, you know, Magnitogorsk, and like first guy who's do it this, and second Russian, and like yeah, I work hard like every day. People probably like not understand, like sometimes it's not easy for me, but again, like it's great story. Seed pass to me, it's like amazing because like it's I love it, and again, congrats myself.
That's the clip I was looking for all morning. And we're going to get into ball because Pat Bostic with us from 7 o'clock until 9. Pat is brought to us by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. But Evgeny Malkin talking about his story and at the end goes, again, congrats to myself. I love that so much. I mean, his story is incredible. They couldn't get him out. So he goes to Finland and they get him out of Finland. They smuggle our guy and the rest is history. It's just... it's so cool. I'm happy he could do it in a Penguin sweater. I'm happy when Crosby gets all these milestones, he does it in a Penguin sweater. Andrew McCutchen doing it with a Pirate. And look, you want to win championships. Those guys have. Obviously not so much with McCutchen, but there's more to sport than just hoisting the trophy. I'm not saying participation trophies. I'm not saying it's not the most important thing, but if you can't enjoy these kinds of things, then you're watching sports for the wrong reasons, man.
Yes.
It's great.
Yes.
Patty, how we doing?
I'd be doing better if I could hear you.
You can't hear me.
I can't hear anything. I can hear you, but I can't hear you through my headphones.
No good.
That's not good.
Technical issues.
The jack's not working.
I hate it when the jack's not working.
I'll move over shortly.
The 13-9 seat we've got there.
I feel almost like...
that seat was made for you.
It's like your throne.
Yeah, I'm going to move over there right now.
He's moving over there right now.
He's moving over.
He's going to
move
time.
Over. Right now,
I typically am not even here yet, so I got some time to.
No comment. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It is 7:05. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. Hell, if we learned anything last night, it's that you could be in your mid to upper 30s and you can still get the job done. And that's exactly what the Steelers are going to ask Russell Wilson to do this weekend. Be old and yet be great. We've been very good, Mike Tomlin said, not to be confused with great. So they're looking for great. And Dan Moore Jr. spilled the beans, saying that Russell Wilson was the guy who took the first team snaps yesterday. They don't do that by accident. It's going to be Russell Wilson on Sunday. And so our quarterback expert is here with us now. It's Pat Bostic. Pat, I've introduced you now three times, I think, which is kind of odd.
I appreciate it.
What are we expecting out of Russell Wilson? Or I guess, what do you think they're looking for that made them make this change?
I think they're looking for the guy that played against Buffalo last year and went fought fire with Josh Allen and is accurate, can operate from the pocket, is one of the better deep ball throwers in pro football, and I think gives them the leadership that they clearly lack on the offensive side of the football from a player standpoint, which is why he was named captain, which is why he's been first on the depth chart since the depth chart was released. It was never changed. And I know you can gamesmanship that all you want, but he's their guy. And clearly they were being cautious with his return. But I think all those things are why he's going to get the nod. And it's really not about upside right now for them. I think this is clearly an effort to win now. And I guess my question would be, why not? I haven't seen from Justin Fields much different than I've seen from him in the past. They've kept him a little bit more in a canister, which has helped them win games. And that's no different than a year ago. This offense is really no different than it was a year ago from a production standpoint. You know, optically it may be different, but from a production standpoint, I mean, that game was a heck of a lot closer than the final score. If not for TJ Watt being elite and punching the ball out twice, it's a ball game. They had a touchdown call back too. So the offense, I mean, I think they failed in their six games. They failed to clear 300 yards like twice or three times. They eclipsed 400 yards once, I think. And that was in a game that they were down. So this offense is not where it needs to be for them to win. And I guess the phrase would be to engineer victory more fluidly would be the the Tomlinism of the day.
Do you think that the player, a player at the quarterback position that has had so much experience like Russell Wilson, I mean, has had the highest experience, I mean, has won a championship, has played a lot of football, do you think that he can eliminate the rust immediately? Or will there be a lot of rust?
Yeah, I think he can eliminate it pretty quickly. Obviously, they're playing against one of the better defenses in pro football, in the Jets. But I think that, you know, there may be some rust, and that might provide, you know, some excuse for a slow start. But I think they've worked him back in a way, and he's played enough football that, I mean, Joe Flacco's come off the bench and looked like an all-pro. So I don't necessarily think that, you know, there's not that much. I wouldn't give him more than a quarter of rust being an excuse for Russ.
And the funny thing about that, too, like, I was worrying about that. We talked about it yesterday. The more I've thought about it, the more I've dug into it, they've scored 3 first-half touchdowns this year. So, okay, if Russ comes out rusty, the offense hasn't been good in first halves of games anyhow, and they're sitting here at 4-2. Like, at some point, if you're going to play him, you're going to have to deal with the reacclimation, the speed of the game, things of that nature. And I don't think it's an accident either. You're doing it for 2 home games. You're doing it 2 home games. Going to be quiet. He's going to get up to the line. I'm expecting some hard count kind of stuff, guys. Like, think tricks of the trade that you wouldn't have seen from Justin Fields. And again, I would have stayed with Justin Fields, but if I had to boil this down to one word, I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I'm more excited actually about the game now because it's going to look a little different with Russ than it did with Justin Fields. And I want to see if they can throw the ball a little bit. Because what is it, 165 yards per game they're throwing for? You're not going to win playoff games doing that.
I mean, it's just going to look way different if just like schematically with Russ, right, Pat? I mean, just him being able to see things that Justin can't. And we've been talking about this pretty much all week. It's not a slight to Justin Fields, but it's, you know, these quarterbacks that have played a lot, like, there's only so many defenses you can run. There's only so many fronts you can throw at them. Only so many blitzes. Like, Russ has seen all that. So he knows what to check into, what to check out of. But it's more than just checking in and checking out of stuff. It's alignment. It's matchup. We were talking about this yesterday. I mean, Pat Freiermuth might be an inline tight end on a play, on a pass play. Check, check, check. We're checking to another play. Hey, Pat, just slide out a little bit.
Yep.
Extend yourself so you can get yourself some room. Like, those little things that Justin, you know, he's just not there yet that I think Russ will be able to bring to the table.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's absolutely a part of it. And I think I'm not going to say that Arthur Smith had a hand tied behind his back, but I think they were very intentional about how they were going to position Justin Fields. And I don't think his story here is necessarily done.
Mm-mm.
You know, I think there are some people that, oh, man, the Justin Fields era is over. Well, I don't think the Justin Fields era ever started, quite frankly. I think this was a trial period, and I think they're really, really intent on not rehabbing him, but bringing him back and getting the best out of him. And I think watching Russ and how he operates and those little key differences and details, so whether it's cadence, whether it's, you know, how he sees the defense, whether it's how he communicates in the huddle or amongst the offense and that unit, his leadership. Again, I really think this, and this includes Kenny Pickett, who I'm a huge fan of. This has been a bit of a headless offense since Ben hung it up, and not a bit, it has been. I also think that, listen, Justin Fields is not adept at playing under center. He never has been, and Russell Wilson's an expert at it. I think Najee Harris is a better back under center. He's got more vision. I think he's able to see things better. He gets the ball a little bit deeper with a little bit more of a head of steam than he would standing stationary in shotgun and just taking it in his belly off of a quick exchange. I think, you know, we saw Najee Harris. I don't want to undersell this because I've been on the guy. That was a Najee Harris I want to see every week against Vegas. He ran with a purpose.
My God.
And it was fun to watch, man. I mean, that was fun to watch in an otherwise relatively mediocre offensive performance. He was elite. And if these schematic adaptations to Russ bring the best out of Najee, which in turn would then have a trickle-down effect to Pat, to obviously George Pickens, and likewise, then it's the right move. And I think that's what they're banking on. I think they're banking on Russ gives us the best chance to get in the right play, to run the plays that we're really good at, and to then build off those plays to allow our playmakers outside to have opportunities to make splash plays, because they just have not made enough explosive plays to win consistently. They just haven't. You cannot engineer 10, 12, 15 play drives consistently and not just kick a bunch of field goals. That's how it is. It's too hard.
When you think about an Arthur Smith offense, you think about tight ends, you think about play action. Steelers, second most play action in the league. This is crazy to me. Play action statistics this year for Justin Fields. He's got a quarterback rating of 74.9. Non-play action, 101.1. Now you flip that over to Russell Wilson. You bring up under center, Mr. Bostic. Under center, last season, a quarterback rating of 98.6 for Russ. And with play action, a quarterback rating of 115.2. Like, they want to run play action. They've run a ton of play action. They haven't seen the fruits of that. Now, we talked about it. Could be a wide receiver issue. Could be a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But one thing we do know, Russell Wilson thrives in that. They want to do that. And Justin Fields has been really not very good in those circumstances this year. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that might evolve. And then I've heard a lot of people, and I want one of your guys' opinion on this. Let's save it for the next segment. I'll throw it out there now. A lot of people have said, well, you need Justin Fields because of the numbers game and the running game. And without Justin Fields, you're not going to be able to run the ball as effectively. Do you guys think they're more effective running it with Russ or with Fields? What difference can the quarterback make? We'll talk about that a little bit coming up next. Jeff Hathorn at the bottom of the hour. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. One of the common talking points I'm hearing on Justin Fields v. Russell Wilson is, well, you need Justin Fields' legs in the running game. And the running game is not going to be as good without that guy. I think it can be. I think there are multiple ways to get that thing done. You know, Justin Fields in his 60 rushing yards getting taken out of the statistics, yeah, okay, obviously you're going to miss that element, but can they not run the ball traditionally better if you've got a viable passing attack? Like, and again, I feel like I say it every segment, I would rather go with Justin Fields. But making the case for Russ Wilson, I don't think you're not going to be able to run the ball just because he's the quarterback. In fact, I think there are some reasons why maybe you could be more effective running the ball.
I feel like the way that they could have ran the ball consistently and better throughout each and every game, they didn't do it. And that's the read option.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he does very well. And they didn't really, they used it, what, maybe 6-7 times in first batch of games,
and really only in the red zone.
And Pat just laid it out. I mean, with Russell Wilson, how it could affect Najee and what they're expecting Russell Wilson in, you know, being in there to do. I think that if you can get the traditional running game to a decent level, I don't think that the quarterback's legs will be a factor. Now, Russell will probably rush for a first down, which is enough.
Like, he ran for 300 some yards last year,
right? So I don't know. I don't think it'll be a huge deal if you can get everything else going.
I think you hit the nail on the head with the passing attack. I mean, very, very astute observation, Mr. Crowley,
sir. I'm back.
Wow.
You know, a viable play-action, a consistent play-action passing game in traditional offense is the perfect complement to allow the run game to be more effective. I mean, if they have to play, you know, split safety defense and worry about Pickens and Freiermuth and potentially somebody else in the passing game, it affects your ability to get a clean look up front and run the football the way you want. I also think that some of the stuff we talked about earlier with the at-the-line-of-scrimmage liberty that I think Russell Wilson will get, I don't think people quite realize how important that is in the run game. You know, these defenses are so multiple anymore that you may call a play on second and short that you think is going to get this look, and you may get something completely different. If you don't have somebody under center that can get you out of that look and get you into something more favorable, you're running uphill. And that's when you get those negative plays that have really hurt them all year long. Save for last week. Again, that was the best the run game's looked. Best Najee's looked, I think, probably in years. So I don't buy it. You know, how many true read zones have they ran? Also, you got a guy in Fields that fumbles a lot. So you worry about, you know, one of the things that scares me, if you don't major in the zone read, it is a totally different style of exchange, right? I mean, the running back's not looking at the ball. The quarterback's putting it in his belly, and he's got to either pull it or hand it, and the running back's got to grab it either way. So what could happen is if you don't major in that, I know it sounds fundamental. You don't major in it. Ball's on the turf. Ball's on the turf or your quarterback's getting lit up. And I don't think they want that either. So I don't think it's Arthur Smith. I don't think that's who he is. So I think Russell Wilson fits the template. Despite Tannehill being able to run and Mariota, they want a guy like Russell Wilson to run this offense. And they want Justin Fields to morph into more of that type of player. So I think that's their plan. We'll see if it works.
How much better can Russ make this patchworked offensive line?
Yeah, I've seen that narrative too. A guy that gets the ball out of his hand is important, and I know Russell Wilson's statistics would lead you to believe otherwise. I think part of that is a victim of circumstance. I saw, I think it was Pony, you know, put their records. I mean, you realize how bad Chicago was and how bad Denver was. I mean, and Justin Fields is on a 4-2 Steelers team that's much better than the Bears were when he played for them. But Russell Wilson had to win them games in Denver. He had to run around like a chicken with his head cut off and try to make plays and hold on to it. They couldn't run the ball. So I'm beyond thinking that Russell Wilson can't evolve and do what they're asking him to do. Justin Fields has really done it for 6 weeks. I give him credit. He hasn't, save for a couple plays, really gone outside the framework of the offense. And when he's done it, he's made mostly good decisions. You tell me Russell Wilson can't do that and then be more accurate? The accuracy thing's really important. I don't want to undersell it. Like, oh, he's marginally more accurate. Well, that's important. Really important. Justin Fields is completing what percent of his passes here? Less than 60% in the last couple games. That's killer. That's killer when you're a low possession team. Got to complete the ball.
One more thing before we get to Jeff Hathorn, and then we've got Bill Hillgrove coming up at 7:50. You talk about changing plays to the line of scrimmage and how important that can be and is in the running game. I always come back to Peyton Manning when he had no arm, 2015 playoffs against the Steelers, and Denver's down 13-12. He can't throw it. Throws it three times on a 13-play drive, and Denver ran the ball down the Steelers, throw a pretty good Steelers rush defense at that point, and he's at the line, he's gesticulating, he's, you know, he knows which way to run it, which run plays to get into, gesticulating.
Never heard of it.
What?
I just let you go.
Gesticulating, that's a word?
All I heard was ticulating.
Jeff Hathorn joins us coming up next. Pet Fest 24 is presented by Subaru. That's back October 27th at Rockwood Park in the East End, Rockwell Park. The event runs from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, get photos with Santa. Stop by any Subaru dealer for complimentary tickets. For more information, go to 937thefan.com. Jeff Hathorn next. Joined right now by our sports director, our friend Jeff Hathorn on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We played a lot of Penguins audio this morning, and Jeff right there to take it all in. And Jeff, have you ever congratulated yourself on a job well done? Have you ever written a story on 937thefan.com and walk away and you go, congratulations to myself?
No. No. I've loved the different stories, not the way they've been written, but like, hey, this audio is really good, or hey, this story is pretty awesome, not because I wrote it, but it wrote itself last night.
Man.
I mean, what a game. And for them to be able to come back and win it, I mean, it would have been cool even if they would have lost the game. But come on, the fact that they were able to find a way to win that game. I mean, this is a team with flaws, but last night was pretty cool.
It was – two things stuck out to me last night, Jeff, like in the post game. One, Sidney Crosby really did everything he could to make sure that the shine was still on Malkin. And then just knowing how these guys are, if they had lost the game – Malkin would have said probably a dozen times, yeah, that's a great moment, but I wish we won the game. So I'm really happy that they were able to win so that he could kind of take his victory lap there.
Yeah, and you know what? For Gino, I mean, Gino's pretty honest, but he opened up, you know, I came from a small town in Russia. I'm only the second Russian to be able to do this. Like, he started to get a little sentimental about the whole journey and what it's taken to get to where he is right now. And that was kind of cool. And I probably should have taken a moment because I've been thinking about this too. Like, you know, when it's all going on, when you're in the midst of having great players, you kind of take them for granted. But man, I mean, this isn't going to happen, you know, every couple of years that you have this type of run and these type of milestones. I mean, it's crazy special. And I'm glad those two, you know, as Sullivan put it, they have this brotherly relationship where they love to compete with anything. But once you put an opponent in front of them, they lock arms and they're going to battle.
Jeff, we spend so much time talking about Russell Wilson and is he going to be the starting quarterback? We all think that he's going to be on Sunday night, but I think that there's a whole other situation that has been brewing that's kind of underneath all that stuff that I would like to ask you about, and that's Aaron Rodgers and the Jets and Davante Adams. Like, how big of a issue do they present to the Steelers? Like, this isn't just a, hey, we're going to show up on Sunday night and beat the New York Jets. Like, New York Jets, the last game on Monday night against the Bills, now they looked like that they had some energy. They looked like they were a different team, and now they add Davante Adams. How do you think the Steelers are going to be presented with an issue with the Jets?
Yeah, but Adams is hurt, so you don't need to worry about him, right? he did get back to full practice. Yeah, you're right. And, you know, I mean, Rodgers has had the ball in his hands in the last three games with a chance to win it. He hasn't come through. You got to think the odds are in his favor that if you give him another opportunity like that, they're going to figure out a way, especially with, as you mentioned, you added Davante Adams. And, you know, we asked Dante Jackson about, like, how do you study this? Do you study the Jets? Do you go back and look at Packers tape? Like, how do you? And he didn't want to give it away. But, I mean, there's so many huge plays made just between those two guys. And, man, Breece Hall is legit.
Cool.
I mean, Aaron gets all the headlines. He wants all the headlines. He craves all the headlines. Breece Hall is a really good football player, and if for some reason you sleep on him, that's going to be an issue for the Steelers' defense.
Jeff, a quick aside. I've always fancied you a climate control guy. Just wanted to let you know that. But I wanted to ask, if you had to boil it down, if Russell Wilson's the guy, why are they making that move?
I would say they're making it when they brought him in, he was in pole position. There was no competition. Justin Fields never won a competition to be the starting quarterback. He was the starting quarterback only because Russ was hurt. And even though he had six games, I think there is a desire to see what this offense would look like with Russ, whether it will be proven wrong or right. There's a thought within, especially within Tomlin and that in the coaching staff, and that these guys, that this offense is going to look different with Russ. And I would say this for kind of the climate of the room. I think a lot of the players kind of feel for Russ. You know, they're with him all during the preseason. He was the starting quarterback. He's dealt with an injury. He's going to be the starting quarterback that re-aggravates right at the start of the season. They appreciate what Justin's done, but there isn't a feeling in the room of like, man, he's got it hosed. It's more like, all right, I mean, Russ has worked hard. Let's kind of see what this guy can do.
Jeff, you were talking about Davante Adams a little bit earlier. I'm not going to ask if the Steelers missed out, because I just think that it was fate that he was going to wind up with the Jets. That's where he wanted to go, and the Raiders were going to make that happen. Do you think that the Steelers will acquire a wide receiver before the deadline?
I think they're going to keep looking. I would like to think they're going to add something in there. There's not a lot of guys. First of all, there's not a lot of teams at this time of the season that are out of it. And if you look at the teams that are, you look at a Christian Kirk or an Adam Thielen who's dealing with a hamstring injury. Those are the type of players you're getting. They're an upgrade. I don't know what the cost is going to be. I think they're going to continue to look. But in one thing that has remained with the Steelers is they're not going to go crazy and overpay for somebody. If need be, they'll stay with who they have. But know this, they recognize that they could use another receiver. It's just going to be, can they figure out if the price is right? And if one of these guys they feel can make an impact on their roster.
A lot of good stuff on 93.7thefan.com from Jeff on Evgeny Malkin, Sidney Crosby, the historic night at PPG Paints Arena. Jeff, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
See you, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. Coming up next, Kicker Talk with Bill Hillgrove. I can't say anything.
Nope.
Ben Sauls, bang. local kid.
Bang.
Boy, that thing was a knuckleball.
Yeah, it wasn't a...
Not a thing of beauty.
Wasn't a thing of beauty.
Sure wasn't.
That's tough.
It was beautiful in my eyes.
That was tough.
Tough.
Yep. He'll remember that for the rest of his life.
Oh, man. He will.
Well, listen. That's sports, man.
Yep.
It's sports.
Pit Breakdown with Doran, Pat, Bill Hillgrove coming up next. Brought to you by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. 50-minute mark on the fame, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We are joined by the voice of the Pitt Panthers. He is, of course, Bill Hillgrove. And we got Pat Bostick in here, Doran Dickerson, the whole broadcast crew, with the exception of Larry Richard, are here. And, Bill, I can't make fun of the kicker talk anymore, man. Big time, you know what's on Ben Saul's and then Cal's kicker with the knuckleball. How you doing today?
Well, it was a high snap, and that was fortuitous for the Panthers because I'm sitting there saying, well, what am I going to do to explain away this loss? And then all of a sudden, we saw the knuckleball come out, and the Panthers were able to close the deal. I think that signaled something that the Panthers have to take up. Every game in the ACC the rest of the way as they get to the meat of the schedule is going to be a dogfight. You have to be prepared to be, the dog, not the biggest dog in the fight, but, the biggest fight in the dog. And I think that was the lesson learned. And I also like the fact that they lost the left side of their line to injuries. And, you had people step up. And it was one of the best wins I've witnessed.
Bill, you've seen a few pretty good teams here in Pitt history since you've been covering them. Where does this team stack up? Well, they're 6-0. They are a good football team. I don't think it's a fluke, and I think everybody can agree about that. But where did this team stack up to some of the other teams you've seen in the past?
I'm going to duck that with a Tomlinism. That team is still writing its story, Doran, and I really believe that's true. But I'm beginning to see something very special here. Well, just look at the 6-0 first time since 1982. That's when Pitt was the Alabama of college football. And, we got to get back to that. And it's much harder these days. The playing field, recruiting-wise, is more level for everybody. The transfer portal, NIL, I mean, it's all, coming to bear on a sport that we don't know where it's going to head. So I think if I'm in charge and if they make me czar for a day, I get guardrails in on the NIL, and because let's face it, the financial structure or the financial situation for the teams goes across states, and every state has its own financial structure with regard to tax. And I think right there, you got to level the playing field. How do you do that? I think you have the conference take over the NIL and run the thing, but that's only if I'm czar for a day.
You got my vote for a day, Billy. Billy, I was up your way yesterday. I didn't get a chance to stop at the lake, but I do want to ask you, I visited Jim Durratz yesterday. 99 years old, turns 100 next May. I know you've had a Manhattan or two with him. Just a couple stories. Your thoughts on Mr. Durratz?
Well, let's go back to the Pitt Stadium days when he just gave the Panthers $7 million to refurbish the offices and some of the infrastructure of the stadium, which was, dated back to 1925. And then all of a sudden, the decision was made to join forces with the Steelers and start this new stadium down on the North Shore. And Jim called the athletic department and said, I have $7 million more. Can I help you? That's the kind of generosity that man is made of. And for a guy whose family were coal miners down in the grindstone area, this guy has accomplished a lot, but he's given back a lot. Cancer center up in Meadville, which bears his late wife's name, that's just one example. But he has been Mr. Philanthropic for that area for many, many years. And the guy's just, simply the best. He's simply the best.
Bill, you're kind of in uncharted territories right now. Well, you experienced this a couple weeks ago, but what do you like to do on your bye week? You don't have to cover Steelers anymore, and no Pitt on Saturday. What are you going to do this weekend?
I loaf. loaf some more. I've got enough to keep me busy. I've already done everything with Pitt and Syracuse for next Thursday, except, we don't have the rankings because they won't come out till after this weekend. I'm talking about conference rankings for, the various elements. And, so it keeps me busy, and I'm starting to cast an eye toward basketball. I don't have to do the preseason game on Tuesday when they take on Point Park, but November 4th will come around very quickly, and Radford comes in, and I've already started a little prep on them. So, it never ends, and that's a good thing. It keeps me out of mischief.
Have one at the
I can find that.
Have one at the Iroquois Club for us.
I plan to, but also I've changed. My role has changed. I can yell at the TV set when the Steelers are on, and I can say words that I never said on the radio, and that's kind of a relief, I keep busy enough, and that's a good thing.
Bill, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next Thursday before Pitt-Syracuse.
All right. Yep, that'll be game day. I'll have my game face on.
That's right. Bill Hillgrove, the great Bill Hillgrove.
Thanks, Bill.
Talk to him next Thursday.
Thank you.
Bill on a game day.
Oh, yeah.
No loafing then.
No. Got to pace ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Game day.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a long one for you, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right. I'm used to it.
I loaf 95% of the time. I do.
You loaf?
I'm a big
turn on the film. There's Crowley.
Loafing it. I know. People, Pickens. Oh, my God. He's giving 70% effort. That's good for me. 70%.
Did you ever tell him a story whenever you played quarterback?
Oh, Pat. Intramural quarterback.
Quarterback.
Flag football. Dub V. Senior year. Playoff game. I threw 5 picks, the last of which snapped the ball. Linebacker in the middle of the field goes, claps, and I throw it right to him. Right to his chest. Beautiful throw. Split the numbers.
See, this explains everything. Bang. Because he's gullible. Like when the guy comes up and says, you need new windows. And he's like, yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Come on in. Have a Guinness Zero and we'll talk this over. Talk this over. New windows. Honey, Leanne goes, honey, we got new windows 3 years ago. Oh! That reminds me of when I threw the ball to the linebacker that clapped and said, Adam, right here.
That's like in a movie.
Hot read. Bang.
Hot route. Hot route.
Quarterback is hard.
Oh, you don't say.
Mm-hmm. Real hard. I did it right between the numbers. Oh,
5 picks?
5 picks.
What was the final
game.
Score?
Bad.
Yeah.
They had a lot. We had a little. And I had played well all year. Game manager. Played two ways.
Game
like manager. Travis Hunter. Had an interception to seal game one as a safety.
Travis.
Was a hell of a player. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 59.